All right, we had a little trip a week or so ago. We've got a where the kids can watch the DVDs in the car, just outstanding to kind of, you know, make the road trip a little bit easier. Our buddy agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, for the next few. He's got a few tips for you on the ultimate summer road trip. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Years ago, we had pop-up books. Your parents told you to count fence posts, anything at all to get through the trip. Nowadays, I think some kids look forward to a trip because they got all these tech toys to use, you know?
Yeah, it's really nice both for the kids as well as the adults, the amount of freedom that technology has for you while you're actually on the road. Especially like what you were saying, you know, it used to be that there used to be arguments going on in the family around what music you could play,
right.
Especially when you were dependent on whatever the local radio stations actually had.
I think we used to even do top of the hour. You could pick the station. I mean, we were traveling recently. Mindy's got a book on tape she's listening to. Both kids are watching a video in the back. Nobody's bothering me. It was totally quiet. I'm just punching around on the radio. Now, speaking of tunes, though, you've got some travel tunes, and Derek's going to share a lot of info in the next couple. There'll be a link at WTAM.com, keyword Bill, where you can follow up on all these ideas. Talk to me about travel tunes first.
Yeah, first, you know, obviously, if you do want to share that music, there are some apps out there that will really help, especially if everybody has different tastes. One is the TripMix app. It's available for the iPhone. And what it does is it's basically designed for kind of like a radio station while on the go. It'll essentially randomize whatever you have in your playlist, and it'll play three songs from a certain type of artist and then automatically go on to a different one. But it kind of also will go through and help you automatically decide what you want to listen to. So it's kind of a really great way for everybody to put their picks in and to almost like the old jukeboxes, allow everybody to kind of get what they want to listen to at the same time.
And those can work on the iPhones, the Androids, all that stuff?
Yep. Another great example is Pandora. Most of your phones are able to actually stream that music from the internet regardless of where you go. So apps like Pandora, Spotify, that sort of thing, can actually allow you to create radio stations on the go so that everybody can kind of, you know, choose a genre or type or favorite artist, and it'll kind of create that that music soundtrack for your trip.
That's what iHeartRadio is all about, yeah. Okay, yep. Also from Derek, put on your car game face.
Yeah, you know, just like you said, you know, there was all the games that you used to play. Well, now these apps for both your smartphones and tablets will actually allow you to help play those more efficiently. State Plate, which is a game for both iPhone and Android, it essentially challenges you to hunt for license plates from all over the U.S. You know, everybody likes to play trivia. A app called Trivia Road is a game that covers all your favorite topics from pulp culture to food. There's even apps like U.S. Trivia, which is for the history buffs out there, especially as you're traveling around, you know, through those backcountry roads and coming across those great little, you know, little bits of American history.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad with me, trying to help the summer road trip with a little technology. You also found an app as you're traveling, and this may be interesting when you know, it's time to stop for lunch or something, and you see what's at the exit, but just maybe a few miles past the exit, there's a, you know, an interesting or a different type of restaurant to eat at, right?
Yeah, you know, there's an app called Around Me, and this is an app I use personally whenever I want to get onto out on the road. I'll jump onto my old vintage motorcycle, pick a direction, and just head there. This app called Around Me for both iPhone and Android, essentially you just bring it up and it'll actually automatically populate a list of all the different types of things around you, everything from hotels, bathroom breaks, snacks, pretty much all that around, and it'll break them down into all those different categories so that you can easily get through those results.
And I got time for one more tip. I am told there are things now like called, what, GPS that'll track you, right?
Yeah,
I'm trying to be funny. I mean, GPS, almost everybody has it now, it seems like.
Yep, everybody's used to those regular old GPSs, but, you know, more and more people are actually using their phones because there's obviously apps from TomTom, Garmin, all the major manufacturers, but there's even free apps like Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is an app that actually will go out, not only use the normal GPS stuff, but it'll actually, again, show you all the things that are around you, all those gas stations and that sort of thing, and it'll also automatically go out and find out the latest traffic information. So it can kind of route you around things. So it's kind of like having your traffic guy with you all the time.
All right, geeksquad.com. If you want to follow up on some help with whatever you got problems with when it comes to tech, we'll also put a link up at the Wills and Snyder page. WTAM.com, keyword Bill. Maybe Ramos will add to Facebook, too. Some of these apps and things that Derek's talking about for you to follow up on to help make that summertime trip a little bit easier on the whole family. Agent Derek Meister of the Geek Squad. Good tips. Thanks much. Safe riding, too, next time you're on your bike.